Now, I want to speak to Paul McCusker, who's a councillor and indeed a local representative in the north of the city. Paul, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Paul, there are concerns about the 101 number, is that right?
Yes, Frank, I've been raising concerns with police now for a number of months just regarding some of my constituents and myself experiencing long waits when you phone up the 101 number. As people will know, that the 101 number is a non-emergency number for reporting to police. And on some occasions, people are having to wait up to 20 minutes for an operator to pick up the phone. And also on some occasions, we know that when someone makes a report, sometimes that report doesn't get to local policing teams, which of course is then delaying the response and ensuring, you know, to ensure that there is an adequate response and to deal with the issues locally. In North Belfast, Frank, every day we're trying to encourage people to report to police. There are certain areas within North Belfast that have, you know, a lot more work to do to get local people to trust police and to work with local police as well. So with the 101 number, you know, that's a number that we would give out if it's a non-emergency. Of course, and if it is an emergency, it's 999. But there's certainly a lot of concerns locally in North Belfast from some of my constituents.
Could you give me an example of why you would call the 101 number? I have many reasons flashing through my mind as to the 999, but I'm about to call 101. I can't think of any reason to do it. If I was reporting someone and I wanted to do a wee bit of helping of the police, that some people might call a wee bit of touting, but assisting the police, I would go through Crime Stoppers. So what's the, you know, I know, understand the Crime Stoppers number, the anonymous number, I understand the 999, but I'm just trying to visualise why I might need to call 101 and why it is so busy.
Well, I mean, 101 would be used for low-level sort of reporting around, you know, it could be antisocial behaviour, it could be, you know, something that doesn't need immediate response from police. You know, for example, if there's a suspicious car or maybe something that you're worried about in the community, you could certainly phone through the police as well. So it's generally used for low-level reporting for people who would be just concerned about something, need something to follow up or need to speak to an officer. But it certainly would be used for those terms, yeah.
Okay, so, and there's a lot of need for it, considering it's taking people 20 minutes to get through. Like, every Tom, Dick and Harry must be calling it.
Yeah, I mean, the response, I've seen a response from police to your show, Frank, and that certainly wouldn't reflect the experience that the people are experiencing. I mean, I had one constituent last weekend who phoned 101 because there was a suspicious male around one of a local house. The call was made. It took them 10 minutes to get through, and police, it took up maybe an hour and a half to police to respond. You know, so again, the response times, we're continually raising those. But if we're trying to build up trust, we're trying to build up more connection with the police. For communities, certainly in North Belfast, we'll have to ensure that connection is there with local people. And if 101 is a service, we need to ensure the service is a good service.
Okay, and you're talking about the reply we got when we asked the police about this when you raised it. Yeah. Chief Inspector Billy McElwain from PSNI Contact Management said there are three contact management centres, Maydown, Armagh and Castlereagh, each staffed by highly trained call handlers who deal with calls via 101 and 999, as well as online reports. On numerous occasions, these call handlers have undoubtedly saved lives. We constantly monitor our response times. The overwhelming majority of 999 calls are answered within 10 seconds, with the average being 6 seconds, while most calls to 101 are answered in under 2 minutes. Unfortunately, sometimes, due to ongoing incidents and a high call volume, some calls may have to queue before being answered, and on rare occasions, this can take several minutes. Recently, we experienced a 5-fold increase in calls across all three of our contact management centres, and our call handlers were responding to calls for assistance relating to Storm Alley. Obviously, as a result, there were delays in answering calls at these times. I would ask people to be patient when calling 101, particularly during times of high demand, and not to abandon vital calls for help and assistance. Equally, I would encourage people to consider whether or not the call is essential and if it requires a police or emergency service response, or if appropriate help could be sought from another agency. So you can understand there the police officer saying, if you're in a situation where Storm Alley maybe has put the electric out and some people don't have the call centre number for NIE, you know, ringing 101 is a queer waste of police time.
Yeah, I think, Frank, you know, that obviously was one example that the police officer gave you. But, I mean, this is going on for months. It's not one sort of isolated incident. And I suppose people panic. People do phone numbers quite a lot. If an elderly person maybe is worried at home or there's concerns at home, people just panic and phone the next number that comes to their head. And I suppose, yeah, 101 is for non-emergency police. But that is one sort of incident that the police, in terms of Storm Alley, but this is going on for months. And that's why we've raised it, you know, that if there's going to be a service like 101, it has to be a good service. And also, when we see that people are reporting and it isn't getting to local teams, when we go to meetings and say there's an issue within certain parts of North Belfast, we go to meetings and that hasn't been reported, that's concerning as well in terms of how the information has been logged and where it goes.
Absolutely. It's a very good point. Thank you very much. Indeed, Paul McCusker is a councillor with the SDLP. We're heading towards the news. Your experiences of calling 101, very welcome indeed. With the news at 10 coming up very shortly.